The start of climbing season on Mount Everest has been marked by tragedy. Four climbers have died over the past few days. In 2014, an avalanche killed 16 Sherpas. Then last year, a massive earthquake left 22 climbers and workers dead at their Mount Everest base camp. One of those people was Eve Jirawong, a medic with Seattle's Madison Mountaineering. Now that guiding company is back in Nepal. Their climbing team, led by Garrett Madison, recently wrapped up their expedition to the summit. Madison told me why they decided to come back.
Well, after the last 2 years of tragedy on Everest, it was tough to come back and have those memories present. But there were less climbers on the mountain this year, so everybody who was there really wanted to be on the peak and was focused on the challenge at hand. And we had a very safe, successful expedition. All of the members who embarked on the summit attempt got to the top and made it down safely. And we're all back down now in Kathmandu, so it feels like a very good expedition.
Was there ever a point where you considered not coming back this year?
No, I always knew that I wanted to come back and climb Everest again, even after the very tragic circumstances the last 2 years. I know that Mount Everest can be an incredibly positive and beautiful place, and it turned out to be that way this year.
So, Garrett, for this year being back on Mount Everest again, what were the conditions like? Were there any specific challenges that you and your team faced?
So there was quite a bit more snow on the mountain this year than in previous years, and that actually resulted in some modifications to the climbing route, especially the Hillary Step on the summit ridge on the final day to the top. There were also some high winds on the peak, which I think contributed to frostbite and other cold injuries for other climbers. But fortunately, nobody on our team suffered from any injuries.
And over the last 2 days, climbers have actually died and two others are missing on Mount Everest. The Nepal Mountaineering Association says poor planning and overcrowding may have kept people delayed at the highest reaches of the peak. What are you seeing in terms of crowding?
Well, there's certainly a lot of climbers on the mountain that all want to make it to the summit. And with very narrow weather windows, sometimes that creates a surge of climbers at one time. Unfortunately, there always will be some hazards for those that are stuck up high, especially if they run low on oxygen or encounter a medical issue and can't get down. So I'm not aware of the specific circumstances of the fatalities in recent days, but very sorry for those individuals who weren't able to make it down safely.
And what about you? Why do you continue to climb Mount Everest?
Well, I've been to the top 7 times now, and when I go to climb Everest, it's not all about me making it to the summit. It's about helping other climbers realize their goals and dreams and sharing in that experience. So for me, it's very rewarding to help facilitate that experience for others.
What does it feel like to you when you're on the mountain, and what does it feel like to help those people?
To me, when I'm up on the peak, say summit day, it feels like a very tenuous situation. We're up in the death zone above 26,000 feet, and it's a very high-stakes environment. So it's exhilarating, special place, but it's also a very risky place, and we want to get to the top and get back down as quickly as possible to ensure that everybody's safe and healthy and then can continue on down to Camp 2 and Base Camp. So it's a little stressful at times.
I was speaking with expedition leader Garrett Madison of Seattle-based Madison Mountaineering. We reached him in Kathmandu, Nepal. On May 19th, his expedition team reached the Mount Everest summit, 7 climbers, 5 guides, and 15 Sherpas.